The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
All right, Jay over here. Welcome, everybody. Another edition of Ask the Medical Experts. That's right. This is all involving, of course, one of the greats, the Peconic Bay Medical Center in beautiful Riverhead. And each and every week, what we do is we focus in on an area, and we have that individual on, the expert in the field, vital. It is a big-time effort to make what Peconic Bay Medical Center is today. We got a great guest for you today, Dr. Kenneth Mayer, and reading about him. Dr. Kenneth Mayer with us. He's the director of hospital medicine. And nice to join us here. Doctor, great having you on the program. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All righty. Let's get into it. Hospital medicine director. Give me a little background on yourself and your role over at the BMBMCC. Go ahead.
Sure. So I am the director of hospital medicine here. Okay, I've been at Peconic Bay Medical Center for the past 7 years now. I'm internal medicine by training, and what I do is I run the hospital medicine program here, and we get to take care of all the patients that get admitted with a medical issue.
Very important stuff. And you're a specialist and you're known as a hospitalist. And is it the same type of training that goes into it to be what you are? Is it anything different than what we should know here?
Yeah, so same type of training. We do 4 years of medical school, and we either do a residency in either internal medicine, which I did, or family medicine, which is a 3-year residency. Then after that, we become attendings, and we've just chosen to work as a hospitalist and work in the hospital.
Alrighty. Why does a hospital medicine specialist care for a patient? I think it's important to kind of differentiate here rather than their regular doctor. What is the importance of that as far as just one might think of as a regular physician? Go ahead.
Yeah, so I mean, I think, you know, medicine's changed really in the past decade or two. And when people come to the hospital, they're very sick. And we're here 24/7. So you have that hospital medicine doctor at the bedside. We're also, you know, trained in treating those diseases that people are coming to the hospital for. So, you know, we really become experts in those areas that bring most people to the hospital. In addition, you know, the primary care doctors and your regular physician outside the hospital, they don't necessarily have the time to come in. You know, we're at bedside 24/7, and especially this area, you know, your physician might be west or he might be in Manhattan. And so you have that hospital medicine who's an expert in the field and who's at the bedside. And we're here, during the day and even at night.
So it's like a 24/7 thing. It's almost like getting 24/7 care within the confines of the institution itself, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're here all day long. You know, I don't just see my patients once a day. We'll see them in the morning. We'll go back and check on them. We follow up those labs, those studies in real time. There's no delay, and we're able to talk to the specialists when they come to the bedside and see the patient. We're able to talk to the families when they get to come by and see the patient. So really getting that close care right at the bedside is what really we're best at.
That is, that's fantastic to have, really. I mean, that's just 24/7 care. So you really kind of differ, and a lot of people, you know, who are familiar with the way physicians work, hospitals work, a lot of people might wonder, well, how are you different than, let's say, an internist? What would separate the two?
So we get the same training, right? So I'm internal medicine by background. We all went through, you know, medical school and residency. During that last year of residency, someone who wants to do hospital medicine might just focus on doing a little more hospital work at that time. Some of us do an extra year of training in hospitalist medicine, but not all of us. And we're essentially just internists that chose to work in the hospital. And when we do, we really become, you know, experts in the care of those diseases and those typical things that bring you to the hospital. So again, same training. We have the same knowledge base as your interns, as your primary care doctor. We've just chosen, you know, to work in the hospital.
And that's really what it is. It's within the walls of the hospital is what you guys do. Does a hospitalist, and I would imagine, I'll answer my own question here, but I would imagine it's true, but does a hospitalist, Dr. Mayer, they have to coordinate everything, right, with the primary care, other specialists as well, because they know the history, the charts, you know, to see all the vital information. You know, a hospitalist might miss something, but then confer, let's say, with the cardiologist in that patient's background and get some vital information. So I would imagine it's just so important to keep in tune with everything as far as history, right?
Yeah, so there's a lot of coordination. I mean, that's a big part of our job, right? So I'm going to reach out to your primary care doctor. You know, we're going to send them everything we do when you get discharged. You know, that communication piece is really important. And there's a lot of coordination within the hospital, right? So if you need the cardiologist, we're going to call him, the pulmonologist. If you need a procedure, we're going to talk to the surgeons, talk to the interventional radiologist, and schedule that and get that done. And what's great is that when you're here all the time, you know, you see the specialists, and you're able just to coordinate in real time. You know, I always have someone on call. We have great relationships with all our specialty doctors that come to the hospital. The great thing about working at a place like Peconic Bay is that we're a little bit of a smaller community. So those relationships are really important, and that allows us to do our job and just to get things done quickly for our patients and efficiently, and giving that close, great care to those patients.
I would talk with Dr. Kenneth Mayer. He's the director of hospital medicine, of course, Peconic Bay Medical Center. And, yeah, so that's an important component right there. So, in essence, does a patient see the same hospital medicine specialist? Is that on a daily basis, Doc?
So not always, right? So, you know, we do need days off. So typically the way we work here is the hospitals work 7 days straight, and then they're off for 7 days, and then new hospitals comes on. So if you're here within the middle, right, so the hospitals will keep seeing their own patients, right? But then when they switch, like we switch on Saturdays here, the new doctor will come in. So you might see a different hospitalist if you come on that sort of switch period. But, you know, we're a close-knit group. We work so closely together that, you know, hospital medicine is really a team sport. It's not just us. It's the nurses, the case managers, all the specialists, everyone else in the hospital that we're talking with. And, you know, as hospitalists, we talk amongst each other all the time. And what's great is that, you know, if I have a question, I have six other doctors that I can bounce it off of. So it's not just me making that decision. You know, in those tough cases or anything we have a question about, we always have each other to lean on. So really when you're here, you're getting the whole team effort and a whole team of doctors that take care of you, which is great.
It's good. It's a team effort, no question. What about when the patient is discharged from the hospital? Who sees the patient? Does a hospitalist still have involvement, obviously, outside of the confines of the hospital? You go to your regular physician, I would think. But is there a role that the hospitalist will play once that patient leaves, Doc?
Yeah, so that's where that, you know, communication portion comes in really important, right? So when you're discharged, we're going to send everything to your primary care doctor. You're going to see your primary care doctor or any specialist you have to see outside the hospital. We're not going to see anyone outside the hospital. That being said, you know, we're still involved, right? So sometimes we have labs we need to follow up or something's still pending when you leave the hospital. We'll give you a call. The primary care doctor, sometimes if he has questions, he'll reach out to us. We have a program manager here who will schedule those appointments for you if need be prior to leaving the hospital. And typically we'll reach out after a couple of days, give our patients a call just to make sure everything's okay and that they're making those follow-up appointments and that nothing sort of falls through the cracks when you leave this hospital and go back to your regular doctor.
Gotcha. So it varies, no question. What about outpatient offices? Does a hospital medicine specialist, do they have offices as far as outpatient is concerned?
No. So we're just in the hospital, all right? So we're not going to do any outpatient stuff. That's for our our wonderful primary care doctors that are in the area. And really, it's just making sure we communicate with them. And what's great, you know, nowadays, you know, everything's in the health information network, right? So we can access primary care records. They can access our hospital records. You know, everything's in the cloud. And we also, we have apps and we have cell phones where we communicate with our outpatient doctors on a regular basis.
And that's what it is. It's the constant communication. Dr. Kenneth Mayer, my guest here, director of hospital medicine over at the Peconic Bay Medical Center. Doc, we're up for our break. We will continue conversation with Dr. Kenneth Mayer, the director of hospital medicine, and we're talking Peconic Bay Medical Center. We return right after this. Field. As far as the fantastic Peconic Bay Medical Center located right in the heart of Riverhead, and what a role they have played going back to the old days, Central Suffolk, and now, of course, under Peconic Bay Medical Center, part of that whole Northwell Health conglomerate. Dr. Kenneth Mayer with us, Director of Hospital Medicine. Doc, how long have you been there now? How many? What is your history there with PBMC?
So I've been here 7 years now, 7.5 years. You know, I started just as a hospitalist and, you know, became the director, I think, just about 4 years ago now. I'm also the current president of the medical staff right now, just more of a volunteer position just to kind of keep all of our great doctors in the loop. Prior to that, I was working in Manhattan, but... you know, moved out to Long Island because I love the beautiful weather and the beach.
And we're seeing a lot of that these days, no question about it. And it's kind of good to see the beaches fill. Now, you had mentioned, you know, the COVID situation and everything else, and we ask all the experts, you know, how they kind of dealt with it individually. And I would imagine, you know, you're no different. I mean, everybody has to deal with COVID, especially within the parameters of a hospital and everything else. Give us a sense as far as how you handle things over the last 15 months or so.
Yeah, so I mean, it was difficult for us for sure. You know, as the hospital medicine docs, we essentially took care of all the patients who came into the hospital with COVID, along with our ICU doctors for the patients who got really sick. So it was a lot. It was a lot of hours. We needed to pull in extra physicians to help out. We actually had a lot of our outpatient doctors come in, and we made them hospitalists. I ended up training a lot of other doctors so they can help us out with the volume. And really a team effort from everyone here to take care of all these patients. And just so glad that it's gotten so much better, you know, with the vaccine being out and people being outside. I don't think we have anybody right now who has COVID in the hospital. But it was a struggle for sure. And I'm hoping and praying that we are on the other side.
I hope so, too. You know, as we speak, we're seeing a bit of an uptick, 75% from the week prior as far as COVID cases are concerned. And listen, you know, we talk about it all the time on the show. You know, quite frankly, we're not out of the woods yet. You know, you still have variants out there. There's Delta variant. And, you know, for those who aren't vaccinated, you know, it could be an issue. We're seeing that already as far as the cases that are popping up both counties now. So I'm sure someone of your ilk, you know, you have to keep that in mind at all times, no?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. You know, I want to encourage everyone out there to get their vaccines. I mean, for seeing what we saw here, you know, it was scary. People got really sick. People have long-term effects from it. So I do not want, you know, anybody to go through that again. And I'm really hoping that, you know, we get our vaccine percentage up and that we don't see any more uptick going forward. But, you know, this is a new thing, you know what I mean? So we're not really sure yet which way it's going to go. We're still battling it and just got to make sure everyone kind of keeps their game on and keeps vigilant.
No doubt about it. And, you know, listen, we've heard a lot of the advantages of being cared for by a hospital medicine specialist. I'm just curious. Well, it's such a specialty. Is this something you had sought from the beginning? Did you kind of fall into it along the way as far as practicing medicine, what you wanted to aspire to? And would you recommend? It sounds like you do so many different things here, but would you recommend a career as a hospital medicine specialist for the folks listening out there?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, medicine in general is just a wonderful profession. For me personally, you know, I got into it, you know, really just wanted to care for people any way I can. And when I did my residency at St. Luke's Roosevelt in Manhattan, I really worked with some wonderful hospitalists there, and they really inspired me. And what really got me is that, you know, it's a lot of fun, right? Everyone, you're treating people when they're sort of at their sickest. So it's very interesting. But, you know, seeing people like that and being able to care for them, you know, we kind of call it like the teachable moment. You see someone that gets really sick, you kind of know why. You're able to intervene, help them out, maybe give them some education as to how they can prevent this and keep themselves healthy in the future. And you get to see so many things. I mean, especially living where we do in the East End, we have such a variety of people around here, and the diseases and things we treat are so varied and different that every day is exciting and fun, and I really enjoy it and would totally encourage, you know, my kids and anyone else to get into it.
Seems to me, and again, an outsider looking in, obviously, I have no realm of what you guys go through, but I get a sense in talking to you that you are so multifaceted in the approach that you'll have on a daily basis. You know, it's almost like being a jack of all trades, you know, and that's how I kind of see a hospitalist in general, because you really have to have, you know, so much knowledge in so many different areas. And not only that, you know, we talk about the communication aspect of being able, you know, to call a cardiologist, an orthopedic, you know, somebody who specializes as far as pulmonary is concerned. I mean, you really have to be in charge of so many different areas. And I would imagine there's never a dull day, right, when it comes to being a hospitalist.
No, never a dull day. You are sort of, you know, the captain of the ship when people are here and kind of running the show. You don't have to know everything, right? You know, what I learned is that, you know, you don't have to know everything, but you have to know where to look. You know, so we know where to look, and we know to call those specialists when we need help, and we always have, you know, someone here to bounce stuff off of. So the great thing is there's so much knowledge in this building that I don't have to know everything. I always have someone I can ask about, and as long as I know where to look, I can get you to that right person, and you know we can try to fix the problem. It's a very, you know, investigative. You're almost a little bit of a detective on most days. So again, very exciting, and you know, I love it. It's really an excellent career.
Sounds like you really do, and you know, I mean, let's face it. Again, multifaceted, and everything else. If somebody's listening right now, how would one contact their hospital medicine specialist? What would they have to go? What kind of protocol?
Sure, yeah. So we have, you know, we have a program and office manager just like everyone else. So we have her phone number. We have a website as well. If you go to, you know, pbmchealth.org, under care services, you'll see hospital medicine there. We have our phone number where you can call our program manager, and she knows how to find any of us, and she'll get in touch with us. And we always kind of give that number to our patients when they leave. So if they have questions or something came up just after they left the hospital, they can give us a call and we can get in touch with them, get in touch with the pharmacies if they need medication, things like that. So we try to be as available as possible. And again, we're here 24/7. So someone's always around to help you out.
Yeah, and that's the greatest thing, because, you know, you'll always find somebody within the confines of the hospital, you know, who does what Dr. Mann does. That is fantastic stuff. Doc, one last thing. You know, I've been doing this a long time with PBMC, partnering with them, and, you know, it starts at the top, you know, the great Andy Mitchell back in the day, and the trickle-down effect, and we've seen all the additions and the new centers and stroke and heart and whatnot. I mean, it's just phenomenal. I mean, isn't it amazing, and you've been there a number of years now, as far as the growth itself, as far as somebody who you know, is in the within the confines all the time. And to see where Peconic Bay Medical Center was, you know, I mentioned at the beginning, Central Suffolk Hospital, that was an A. And to see where you've grown and now Northwell, and we know how Northwell has just, you know, dominated the scene. But from an internal perspective, isn't it amazing as far as the growth aspect of what you have seen over the years?
It's just been wonderful to see. I mean, completely different place from when I started here, you know, 7.5 years ago. We've just not only grown so much, but the expertise and the knowledge that we've got in the building and the things we're able to do as compared to 7 years ago is amazing. You know, we're able to keep more of our own patients and get them the care that they need right here on the East End. And we're really, you know, there's no difference from being here than someplace west or Manhattan. We have the expertise, we have the availability and the procedures and things we can do. And you get to do it in a nice community setting. You know, we did all that without losing that sort of community hospital feel. You know, we're very much still a part of this Riverhead East End area. And, you know, I send my family members here. I send my friends here. You know, I still feel that community feel, but you have all these other extra services. It's just, it's truly amazing. It's been wonderful to be a part of, like, really just
great,
just
point. Really
just
great
for me. Yeah.
Yeah. You make a great point. You know, back in the day, hey, Manhattan was the only way to go, but now certainly with the emergence of what you guys have become, you are
and
a staple.
More to come.
More to come indeed. Dr. Kenneth Mayer, ladies and gentlemen, he's been my guest. Can't thank you enough, Dr. Mayer. We'll talk again down the road so much. Jay Oliver here. Ask the medical experts, Peconic Bay Medical Center. We'll do it again next week. Have a wonderful rest of your Saturday.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.